Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Born in battle, no blade has ever found his throat. They call him Death. Others call him Ghost. But one thing is certain. He is not human.
Starting tonight, I'm a man of my word. But I am back.
I'm back, motherfucker! The king is back!
What, an Irishman win a Cage Warriors world title? Hell no. You serious? An Irishman? An Irishman win a fight in the UFC? Hell no. Laughs all around.
The horse said I couldn't do it! Look at me now! Look at me!
You think you can do this to me? King Kong ain't got shit on me!
I'm winning anyway. I'm winning. I'm winning any motherfucking way. I can't lose.
You'll be less than. You'll be a fucking loser if you don't. I can't leave the gym. You won. You fucking won. When you walk out of here today, you've won. Imagine walking out the door a loser. I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy. Think about that. You want to walk out that door a damn loser, or do you want to walk out that door a winner?
All of this is all turned to firm and shit. Got me back.
You are going to suffer. It is going to be hard. It is going to take all of your energy. It's going to kick you in the face 1,000 times. This is why it's so important to build yourself into someone who can execute regardless of what your mood is, regardless of what your circumstances is. The only thing that can stop that is your own death or God.
Listen to me. My own a company. Your mama might be a millionaire. You might come from privilege, but you will not outwork me. You have to make a decision that nobody in this league will outwork you.
Life is a struggle. It's a challenge. It's suffering. And you're not always going to win.
You're going to go through disappointment. You're going to go through setbacks. You're going to go through failure. You're going to go through things in your life not working out, failed dreams. And when you're in a storm, it's hard to see sunshine. There's going to be detours, roadblocks, challenges, wrecks, unexpected things that happen in your life. I want you to find the beauty in your storm. I want you to find the beauty in being lost. You're in control of how you see life, how you determine life.
Your circumstances should never determine your attitude. That should be your choice. I'm encouraging you to make a choice.
You're in control of the definitions of your life. Can't nobody control that but you. So right now in your storm and your confusion and you being lost and you not knowing what's next, I want you to think right now what that loss or setback in your life is going to build in your life.
What is it that will make it worth it for you to face the rejections? The brainstorm and not be intimidated and say, I can do this. What is it that will make it worth it for you to raise the bar on yourself and say, I've got some more stuff in me? What is it that will make it worth it for you to make know your vitamin, that you become empowered by it? What is it that will make it for you when you want to give up and things are working against you? What is it that will help you get back up again?
When everything's relaxed and peaceful. Yes, we know what we want to be. We know the person we want to become, right? Very easy to calculate it in that rhyme to reason when nothing's on the line. But as soon as the heart starts to race, or the built-in, the pressure of the lifestyle, the wife, the family, or the job, all of a sudden, oh, we start to settle.
I don't want to be that person that's great when everything is going all good, but when something goes wrong, they flee and they want nothing to do with it. I want to be that person that's going to show up rain, sleet, or snow, and they're going to give you everything they got. You got to take my life before you take my drive. I'm talking concrete commitment. I'm talking a commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because character is not something we inherit. Character is something we got to wake up every single day. We got to fight and we got to build it. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of failures, we gotta get up every single day. We gotta fight for peace. We gotta fight for happiness. We gotta fight for joy.
Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't be a victim. Don't take the easy path. Don't squander this life. Instead, live with fortitude.
There's times where you think, is there anything that can justify as to why I'm always going through something hard? Sometimes nothing ever makes sense that you're going through. I'm going through hurt. I'm going through pain. There's death in my family. There's sickness everywhere. But I tell you what, you can't throw in the towel. It just means it's time for you to fight hard. It's time for you to stand tall. Lift your head to the sky and say, I will overcome this. I will fight back. There's always something good that can come from bad.
It is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort. I will defy the odds.
There are moments in your life that you feel overwhelmed by life, by people, by your own issues, by your own circumstances, by demands, by struggles.
You're going to fail, and you're going to be in your head. You're going to be saying, I'm not good enough.
Life has a way of humbling you. Life will make you shut up. Life will mute you, shut you down. Because all of us, if you live long enough, will go through a period of feeling so overwhelmed that you think of one more thing, if the phone rings one more time, if I get another text, if I get another email, and sooner or later you feel, oh God, just get me out of this.
At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone. Why did that happen? I don't know. It's called life. And you have to deal with it.
Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you quit.
The part of beginning to get unstuck, you've got to decide that the behavior pattern that you have adopted doesn't work for you. You've got to change your strategies. And changing your strategy means reinventing your life. Recreating you. And you have the power to do that. You want to take responsibility for your life. You can decide that you're going to change, that you're not going to be a wimp. I got me here, I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last. You can decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. And all of these things that are happening to me right now, they're just temporary inconveniences. They're not stronger than I am. I'm in charge here.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally willed. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit.
I accepted a long time ago I wasn't the smartest, the best looking, the fast enough, with the best background, the most connections. I didn't have any of those things. What I could control was my work ethic. I think for the most part, gifted people struggle in life because things come easy to them. I like the things that haven't come easy for me in my life. And maybe you like that about you too. Maybe you've looked at yourself all your life and thought, man, I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got is I will outwork you. When you get to winning, For me, it's come down to maxing out. And what maxing out means is you do one more at least than you think you're capable of. So when you're done, whatever you're doing, whether it's at the gym or phone calls or meetings or in sports, one more shot, one more throw, one more swing of the golf club or the baseball bat, the separator is for the winners. They do one more. And I'm the kind of guy that I know when you do 45 minutes on the treadmill and I do 46, I deserve to be fitter. I know that when I'm lifting weights and I watch you do 5 sets of 10 and every single time I do one more. When it's supposed to be an 8-hour workday, I work 9. Whatever it is, I always do one more. And what that does is it makes me eventually think I'm doing things other people aren't willing to do, so I should get things other people aren't going to get. That's the separator. If you're someone who's always doing things other people aren't willing to do, you always max out, you always go to the next level, you convince yourself you deserve to win. You can take low self-esteem, low identity, low confidence, and change it over time by building this habitual addiction to doing one more, this obsession of one more. All the greats do one more and all the average don't.
The only thing you got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on, what you say, what it means to you. If there's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This for warriors, man. This for soldiers, man.
To him whom much is given, much is required. You cannot build anything that won't bring a battle. And if you're going through a battle right now, it's only because you're building something.
You do not surrender if you do not give up. If you do not give in, it will subside.
Life is going to happen. And you're going to set up a plan and you're going to have a vision and you're going to hope that it's going to turn out perfect. But what so often happens in life is that things get burned. And things go the wrong way. And it's in that moment that you're going to have to choose your reaction. You have a choice to make. Do you have the right reaction or do you have the wrong reaction? Some of us were tempted. I'll just lay here and it will pass over me. I'm telling you, you will be in a vicious cycle forever. You have to get up.
Some of you have been knocked out by life and you got up and saw the blood. He hit me. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back. Recycle your pain. Get something from it. You're already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
What's your why? You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I'll push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you.
As you're going through your go-through and you ready to quit, you ready to give in because it don't look like you think it should look. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. You got knocked on the ground. You had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I'm not blaming you for that. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If I come back a year later, you still on the ground? That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated. Why do you keep crying? Why me, God? Why did I get MS? Why did I get cancer? Why did my mama die? Why did I get fired? Do you understand? Listen, you got put through that because what that does, that tension produces greatness. Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. Now listen to me. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you waking up, you still in the game. As long as you alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostril, boo, you still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up.
I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You analyze it too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I just, oh, E, I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going. Get emotional if you must. Cry if you must. Get it out. But get your butt back up after you finish crying and put a time limit on the crying. You say, Coach, I need 30 minutes. Don't take it. But when you come back after that 31 minutes, you better grind. Because if you don't, you will be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
You have to recognize, if you're trying to eliminate all risks from your life, what you're actually doing is eliminating all possibility from your life. You're trying to collapse the universe of outcomes such that what you've lost is freedom. You've lost the ability to act because you're afraid.
Freedom lies in the courage and the discipline of daring to attempt what others fear.
These fears can be anything from applying to a job, taking that first step. What I've found in life so far is all of these things normally have one thing in common: the fear that you might fail. What if I apply for that job and I don't get it? What if I take that first step, doing whatever it is, and I get hurt? The fear of failure is rooted deep in all of our subconsciouses, but most of us don't even know it exists. We go about our day to day telling ourselves the reason we aren't doing the things that we should be doing is because some bigger fear, some greater reason that actually doesn't exist at all.
And if you really take the time to think about what you're afraid of, you're going to realize that fear is not only irrelevant, it is a tremendous advantage. Fear is the ultimate tool to leverage pressure on yourself to succeed. When you're afraid of failing, when you're afraid of people laughing at you, when you're afraid of losing everything, guess what happens? You do the fucking work to make that not happen. Fear is a tremendous tool. And not only should it be embraced, you have to learn to use it. Being afraid is the best fucking thing you could ever have for yourself when it comes to turning that into energy, to have drive, to have ambition, to have progress in your life. But you've got to take that first step. You've got to take that first action. And if you don't ever take that first action, fear will paralyze you to a point of you becoming nothing, being nothing, standing for nothing, and basically being irrelevant your whole entire life. You know how you get fucking confidence? By attacking your fear and overcoming your fear. There's a big misconception out there that people who are successful are not afraid, but I disagree. I think people who are successful are the most afraid because they're gonna run the hardest, they're gonna run the fastest, and they're gonna be the ones who are gonna take every single action that they have to take to make sure they get where they need to be, and at the very least, that they don't go back to where they were. So don't fucking wait. Don't worry about what if. Make a list, execute the fucking list, do that every single day, and you will be where you want to be. I fucking guarantee it.
Don't ask yourself, why me? Instead, ask yourself, now what am I going to do about it? Figure out what you're going to do. Say to yourself, I am going to detach. I am going to assess the situation. I am going to come up with a plan, and I am going to execute.
Keep going through this problem, this situation. Put one foot in front of the other.
At some point, if you live in this life, you're going to face disappointment. You're going to face defeat. You're going to face devastation.
Some bad things going to happen to you. That's life. You're going to get some setbacks. You're going to lose some loved ones. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. At some time, you are going to get tired. At some time, you're going to get in a rut. Seem like nothing you do works out right.
And sometimes it just seems like you just don't have the wherewithal or the will to do anything. And depressed, feeling powerless, feeling useless. What do? How do you get yourself out of a rut? When you know you can do more than what you've been doing and you're not doing it and you're discontent with where you are, you get angry at yourself.
We have all these new thoughts that come about. You start saying to yourself, I'm so alone. Nobody understands me. Nobody gets me. I'm the only one to ever go through something like this. I'm a mess up. I'm a failure. I'd be better off not being here. Nobody would miss me. I'm all alone right now. Why would anybody care if I was gone? Here I am. I'm just alone. We just keep feeding ourselves this toxic thinking. And literally what I've learned in these moments of anxiety is that I have to stop listening to myself and I have to start talking to myself. I'm like, Rich, you're great. I'm like, look in the mirror, like, you can do this. Rich, you can handle this. Rich, this is not a big deal. Rich, this is going to pass. You're amazing. Rich, this too shall pass.
You've got to find ways to increase your sense of self-appreciation, because if you don't, you're bombarded with negative stuff every day that beats you down, and you will find yourself unconsciously engaged in self-destructive behavior. If you don't program yourself, life will program you. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
I am sick and tired of people coming to me saying that they had a setback. It is a part. I love the sun, but things don't grow because of the sun. You have to have some rain. And you've got to stop looking at rain in your life as something bad. Let me tell you something. My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats. Because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up.
If you're tired of starting over, stop quitting. If your life at times feels like, looks like labor, you are doing it right.
Keep on pushing. I'm telling you what, there is breakthrough coming. And when you're holding your prize, the pain and the suffering will pale in comparison. Don't give up. It will be worth it.
Life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react.
You're gonna need some energy. You're gonna need something that's so powerful. You're gonna need something when real life happens. You're gonna need some energy that can get you going and get you through this.
And I'm telling you, the way to ignite the dream is you gotta shut out every single thing. And you gotta believe I am the greatest.
And so life normally breaks you because when it hits you, you weren't ready. But if you stay ready and you stay plugged up, when you hear bad news, it don't break you because you already energized. Today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day and I will recycle my pain. When you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you got to think about the people in your life that you're doing this for. And then if you can think about them, you can go one more mile. You can go one more day at work. So the days I want to hit that alarm clock, I think about my why. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. Listen to me. I wish I could tell you it's going to get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, the weight is going to get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you got to find something within. You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to elevate you. And that's got to drive you. And that's got to move you. And when you find your why, you find a way to make it happen. You got to get up. You can do it.
You can get your integrity back. You failed. You messed up. But you can get your integrity back. Now get up.
When you fall, ask yourself this question. What's the opportunity here? We all face very hard times.
You can lose your parents. You can lose your children. You could be flat broke and hungry. And each one of those aren't arbitrary. It is purposeful. It is set there for your growth.
You have a choice. You can be a victim and you can let it break you, or you can actually ask yourself, how can I use this time in darkness, which will not last, because you know this, dark times never last. The real question is, how can I leverage the pain? How can I leverage the darkness? How can I leverage the heartbreak so it makes me stronger? So that you shift from being the person you once were before the crisis to a whole new level of wow.
That's what life is about. Life is engaging in all of those really difficult situations for your growth, because always on the other end of that pain is a stronger version of yourself. Even if you fail and fail and fail, if you get knocked in your face 10 times, you're not a failure until you quit. Put yourself in desperate situations just so you can grow. That's when you produce your greatest work. That's when you become the strongest version of yourself. If you have an easy road towards becoming the strongest version of yourself, trust me, you haven't gotten started.
There's some things that are going to happen to you, that happen for your life, that will never happen if everything goes well.
When the defining moment comes, either you define the moment or the moment defines you. Either you define the moment, you decided that you're going to not concern yourself with the naysayers, that you're not going to concern yourself with what has happened or what hasn't happened, but you're going to make the commitment to do what you've got to do so that you can have a lifestyle that you've never experienced before. Or the moment defines you and you decide to play it safe. And 20 years from now, you say to yourself, what if I would have taken a chance on myself? What if I would have stayed in the game? What if I would have kept making the phone calls? What if, and what if? But let me tell you something. Something amazing begins to happen when you make the decision to move forward on your goals and your dreams.
If you are an underdog, you gotta believe against all odds. You gotta learn to close your ears to everybody. You gotta learn to close your ears to everything. You gotta learn to block out the distractions, and you gotta learn to get focused, all right? Be very intentional, very deliberate, very strategic. Your pain will produce stuff. You gotta stop thinking that you can't get back. And I want you to get up. You gotta get up. If you've been knocked down, if you've gone through trials and tribulations and they knock you on your back, I'm here to tell you that it's not that hard to get back up again. I'm stretching you. I'm telling you, you can get up. I'm stretching you. Yep, you've been hurt. Yep, your man left you. Yep, your woman left you. Yep, you lost your job. You're absolutely right. It hurts, but get up. I know it hurts, and if I could, I would tell you just to stay there. But what happens when you don't use it, you lose it. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through a lot, but I'm telling you, get up. Why? Because you can. It ain't that hard. You can get up. As a matter of fact, not only can you, you gotta get up. You're very deliberate about what time you wake up. You're very deliberate about what time you go to bed. You're very deliberate about what you eat, what you don't eat. You're very deliberate about the people you bring in your life. You are very, very focused, intentional, and deliberate. Winners win, and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
And so here's what I say to you. There are going to be times that you're going to be wondering, why should I keep showing up and working my business? Why should I keep at it? Why should I keep showing up to the conventions? Why should I keep picking up the phones and making the phone calls? Why should I keep fighting for my goals and fighting for my dreams?
Life can be rough. We all suffer losses. We all are going to have highs and lows in our lives. We can all be petrified of what the future may hold, and we can all have setbacks and doubts and pain. That's what's going to happen in life. But if you fight for it, and you work for it, and you work through it, those losses and those setbacks and that pain will make you better. You can drive on. You can push through. You can deal with unimaginable adversity. As long as you keep getting up every day.
Thank you, Bray.
You keep moving forward. You have to make yourself better by attacking every day, in spite of whatever challenges you face. Go out there, fight on, and no matter what, do not give up hope. When you get tripped up or you get knocked down, what you do is you do the best you can. You gotta go down swinging. And I'll tell you this, if you fight with all you've got, more often than not, you won't go down at all. You win. But you gotta make that attitude part of your everyday life. The extra rep, the extra mile, the extra round. Stand and fight. Fight against weakness and against fear. Fight back. Go down swinging. Give every day everything you've got. And when you face a challenge, even something where you don't believe you can win, Remember this. You have nothing to lose.
The biggest single obstacle standing in your way to success is not lack of education, it's not lack of background, it's not lack of money, it's lack of belief in yourself. God believe.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
The most important thing to winning is you. It's what kind of person you are, what kind of husband you are, what kind of wife you are, what kind of dad you are, what kind of mom you are, what kind of example you are. See, folks, you are it. You are everything. The most important thing to winning is your attitude about you. It's your attitude about life. Positive thinkers win and negative thinkers lose. Whatever you expect to happen with confidence happens.
The fundamental key to success is what you believe is true for yourself. Not what you want, not what you desire. It's what do you believe?
The first thing you've got to do to get what you want is believe you can. Believe it's possible for you to have it. And if there's someone out there that has done it, why the f*** ain't it possible for you? We are all born with the same amount of time in a day. And anything that they can do, you can do too.
The most important thing is your passion. You win with your heart, not your head. You win on emotion, not on logic. The most important thing to winning is the power of believing in you. The power of believing that you can win. The power of believing that good things will happen to you. The power of believing that you're special.
Believe that you can. And once you want something and believe that you can get it, you've got to block out all of the noise around you that's going to tell you you can't do it. Don't listen to all that shh. Just believe that you can.
The difference in being great and average and ordinary, the difference in winning and losing is this much. And this much is what I call a special kind of attitude, a special kind of mental toughness, a special kind of hunger to be somebody. The single most important thing you'll develop in your entire lifetime is a positive attitude.
Focus on how your life will be better and what your life will look like when you get what you want. You do this and your brain will think that by helping you get what you want, you're moving away from pain and towards pleasure. Greatness isn't achieved by that one massive thing you do. It's those tiny little consistent baby steps we take every single day that add up to achieving that goal. Amazing things happen when you believe you have something. Your brain actively goes out to make it happen. Believe that you can do it and work hard to get it, and it's yours.
This video is for all of the crazy people, the irrationals, for anybody who doesn't want to just live an average life. In order to craft a life that you love more than the life you have today, you have to start being a little irrational. George Bernard Shaw said, "Reasonable people adapt themselves to the world. Unreasonable people attempt to adapt the world to themselves. All progress, therefore, depends on unreasonable people." So you have two options right now. You can either be one of life's reasonable people, or you can be someone who's slightly unreasonable, somebody who demands more from life.
You can be world class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both. This is where you got to develop the interior core, where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world class life, you care too much about what people think about you. It served us thousands of years ago. We wanted to fit into the crowd because if we left the crowd, we would die of starvation or we would be eaten by saber-toothed tigers. Now we're in the modern age and we are frightened. We are terrified if we leave the crowd. But you can be a titan or you can be average. You can't do both. And part of being at world class, you've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
You must get in touch with the sensation in your body that leads you to do things that are right for you. It is absolutely essential to go and do the most dangerous thing possible, which is follow your heart. Trust your instinct, trust your intuition, and forget about success. Forget about winning in the world. Forget about stacking. Forget about gaining and getting and amassing more wealth. These things will come, and they will come properly. They will feel good. It will be smooth when they come, if and only if you're on the right path, on your road. If you don't know what your path is, if you don't know what feels good, if you don't have inspiration dragging you down a path, then you must experiment. Go with the hunches, go with the feelings, go with the non-traditional path, road less traveled. Go where you can be a pioneer, do something new, do something revolutionary, be a leader. You gotta get out of the square. You gotta color outside the lines. You gotta break outside the box. And in that freedom, you now can explore. Be a wild man. Make crazy decisions, but make them grounded in your heart. You are a gift. Every single one of us is a gift. How are you going to exercise and share your gift?
You're going to have ups and downs in life. Things are gonna go wrong. You're gonna lose businesses, you're gonna lose jobs, you're gonna break up. And there are times when you get injured, and there are times when you get mentally defeated, and you feel like you don't wanna do it anymore. And those days go on and on and on. Things are going to go wrong. And what you need to do is to keep moving forward. No matter what happens, keep moving forward.
We all go through pain. Get a reward for yours. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for it. You don't need no support for it. There's some things in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this. I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can't beat it. I can't beat it. I will beat it. I must.
You think it's gonna be easy? Forget about it. All right, don't even try to be successful. It's a wrap. It's not going to be easy, but I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's gonna take its place? Success. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. I'm unbreakable now.
Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want. Impose your will on it. Life will give into you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give into you. Whatever you start, you make sure you finish. If you do not kill me, you will not stop my drive. No petty adversity will not stop me. I have to complete every mission that I set out on.
From this day forward, set out to achieve greatness, not by looking for someone to give it to you, but by going through all of the blood, all of the sweat, all of the hard work, by going to work to set your own inner greatness free. I believe in you, because I know it's there. No matter what anyone else has said, or how anyone else has made you feel before, it's there. So you had it harder than other people, well then you're going to have to work a little harder. But trust me when I say, you have greatness inside you.
Wherever we are, with whatever hand that life has dealt us, we have the freedom of spirit. We can go through life whining and weeping, or we can have the kind of spirit that regardless of what happens to you, you can stand up inside of yourself. You have an uncomfortable soul. It can be painful. It will be uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is. When you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar, you're going to get thrown to the ground again and again and again. But when you have determination and you know that what you're doing is right, it gives you your life, it gives a special meaning and power to you, you'll begin to discover some things about you that you don't know you got when you put yourself in that type of challenging situation.
I will conquer what's not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I train my mind and my body will follow. Who am I? I am a champion. I will acknowledge the fact that my opponent, he don't expect me to win, but I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on a fucking moon, and it will carry me through this battle. Who am I? I am a champion. Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand these definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes, but I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. Because no matter how bad things go, my heart and my mind will carry my body when my limbs are too weak.
There comes a day, man. Everyone's gonna have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, just fucking burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you were gonna fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired, or somebody else gets success, reminds you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never gonna be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. It's within you. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just that they believed it and they were willing to work their fucking ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It wasn't about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest fucking worker in the room. There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest fucking worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you fucking hate where it is, there is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore, I gotta go this way. And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there. The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. Why not believe in it? What's the other option? Is the life forgotten, man? In the acting world, if I go to the audition, I have a fucking chance of getting the part. If I don't go to the audition, I'm out of the game. I know the outcome. Nothing. Show up. If you get knocked on your ass, show up. At least you have a possibility. You have a chance. You have a voice of doing something with your fucking life. Believe it within you. Because every motherfucker that has ever achieved it had to believe it. When everyone else said it wasn't possible, they said it fucking was. And there they stand. Boom. Did it, bitch. Your turn. Today we're going to start. And every day we're gonna pay our day's dues. You're not gonna close any more windows. This day it changes. Every day forward is a better day. No longer are we gonna accept rhymes and society's rhymes of reason that we are average. Average is a weak mentality. We must believe it so much so that we're arrogant about it.
There's a kind of instinct that you need to be on the lookout for. And this one is a liar. This one is a saboteur. This one is a backbiter. This is the instinct that says you've had enough. This is the instinct that says you've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. You can take a knee. This is the instinct that says it's okay to stop. It's okay to settle. It's okay to give up. You can rest now. That's the instinct that's a defense mechanism. It wants to give you an out, a place to run to. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back, to smash into the ground.
Don't negotiate with weakness. You're in charge.
Do not listen to that instinct. That instinct is a liar and wants to bring you down.
Stop for a minute and think. Have some forethought. If I do this now, what is it going to mean later? We have to start making choices in our lives that are, even though the choice right now might not be the most comfortable thing on our flesh, we know that it will produce a great result later on down the road.
So just bite the bullet and discipline yourself.
Greatness will cost you something. It's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some energy. It's going to cost you some sacrifice. It's going to cost you some resources. It's going to cost you some hours of your life laying down, paying the price, going the extra mile, doing what other people are not willing to do. Greatness is not cheap. Greatness always costs more. That's why there's not many people who achieve greatness. They're not willing to pay the price.
That's the kind of attitude you need. That's the attitude of a winner. Is I will do whatever it takes.
Don't be a wimpy person who's afraid of everything hard.
Do not take the easy way out. You need to train that instinct. Your instinct. Train it to say, get up. Go. Fight on. And if that is what you become, if that becomes your gut instinct, you will overcome just about anything that stands in your path.
What do you do after you walk out of the seminar that you just paid $1,000 to go to? What do you do when you wake up the next day? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do without somebody there to supervise you, or you get to take the play off because no one's going to know the difference? Those are the things that make up success. That's discipline. That's discipline to do the that you don't want to do because you know it needs to be done. You have to do the things that you don't feel like doing because that is the thing that you actually need to do.
Well, what about jet lag? And what if there's a time change? And what if there's no good gym? Don't care. Time change? Don't care. Jet lag? Don't care. Don't have a good gym? Don't care. Just do. You have no backup. No one's gonna come and do it for you. You're gonna have to do it all yourself.
If you want to live as well as the 1-2% in the world, if you want to have one of the best lives in the world, which is you live on your terms, you have to pay your dues to get there.
All the other people you see that are successful, they figured out one thing. They know how to get themselves up and moving when they don't feel like it. I can 1,000% guarantee you that how you feel about your life at the end of your time here is going to come down to your ability to cultivate discipline. What happens on the days that you don't feel like killing? What happens on the days that you don't feel like getting out of bed? Because those are the fucking days that are going to define where you end up in your life.
You will never succeed more than you fail. That's not how it works. You know why? Because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world, he took 946 game-winning shots. He has only made 146 of those. He has missed over 700 times, but he has made 146. You know what they write about? When you make it. They write about when you make it. So guess what? When you get through failing, 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 all you got to do is make one. Matter of fact, when you fail, be glad about it. Every time you fail, you one step closer. So every time you fail, say, whoo, got that out the way. Go to the next one. Fail again, okay, I got two out the way. What's going to happen is if you just keep swinging, you're going to get a hit.
Do not fear failure, but please be terrified of regret. As giving up is the birth of regret. You will receive 100 doors slammed in your face. You will have 100 moments that will be filled with someone telling you no. But what I ask of you today is to not take no for an answer. Don't be afraid of no's. Be afraid of the possibility of a yes that you have prematurely destroyed because you decided to quit before the clock strikes 12. I love a good no. Please tell me no. Telling me no is like adding fuel to a fire that is now set ablaze because of your single no. I love additional reasons to work harder. Please give me a reason.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you.
I challenge you to challenge yourself. I challenge you to stop thinking that where you are is enough. I challenge you to go beyond hurt. I challenge you to be comfortable, be uncomfortable. I challenge you.
And the problem with some of you in this room, you will never be great, because every time you go through pain, every time you go through a problem, every time you go through discouragement, you give up and you quit, and you do not understand that at the end of pain is your millions. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So do me a favor, stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
That's what lions do. And if you are a true lion, it does not make a difference what the circumstance is. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. We turn tragedy into triumph. That's what we do for a living.
Some of y'all playing. Stop playing. You talk about you want to be successful. Stop tripping. You ain't serious. If you say it's too much, if you say you can't do no more, it means you don't want it. You're not willing to make the investment. It ain't never too much if you really want it.
It's not the most talented person that succeeds. Talent don't mean a doggone thing if talent don't show up. It's not the quickest. It's not the fastest. It's not the strongest. No. That's not the person who makes all their dreams become a reality. Sometimes it's less talent and more effort.
Sometimes it's about consistency. Just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. You never stop and never give up and never quit. Day after day, play after play, second after second, minute by minute. You hear what I'm saying? Many of you will never be successful. You'll never have it. You'll never do it. You'll never be it because you're just interested in it. That's all you are. You just like it. You're trying to get to the next level and you're just interested. You're kidding yourself. Forget about it. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to eat it, if you want to dream it, if you want to live it, if you want to swim in it, if you want to wear it, if you want to be it, if you want to accomplish it, if you want to do it, stop talking about it and give me full commitment, 120%.
I hear from a lot of people that struggle with all these things. They're caught. They're drowning. They're folding under the weight of pain and suffering and misery, and they ask me what I think. Well, what I think is that you are better than that. You are better, and you can triumph over these dark forces. You can become better. You can be better. But it takes courage, and it's hard. But what is the other choice? What else can we do? Let the darkness completely consume us? No. Do not accept that. Remember what human beings are capable of suffering through, and remember that even in those situations where everything seems to be taken away, when you seem to have no choice at all in the world, remember that you can still choose how you react to the things around you. You can still choose your attitude. It's our choice, and we are responsible. We are responsible to be strong instead of weak, to become what we want to become, not what we let ourselves become. We own the course. You control the narrative. You write the story that you want to write and make your actions nothing short of heroic. As long as you don't surrender, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, you are not defeated. Unless you're dead, you are not defeated.
Every month, I will meet at least one person that's going to cry to me that they don't have anything and it's hard and they didn't get lucky and they got nothing. And then I will equally have dinner with somebody else who will tell me that it's hard because they had too much. They're not hungry because their parents did everything for them. My friends, let's just get to the punchline. Everybody's got fucking issues. Nobody gives a fuck about your problems. And more importantly, if you think that somebody owes you something because you started at a disadvantage, you're a fucking loser. You have to understand that's your advantage. Have you guys paid attention to who actually wins? It's fuckers that had nothing, that had motivation to get something. I won because I fucking outworked you. I just figured out what I was and what I liked, and then I just fucking outworked you. And I will always outwork you, because I love the game more than the stuff.
You're not going to outwork me, period. It's such a simple, basic concept. It's the guy who is willing to hustle the most is going to be the guy that just gets that loose ball.
The only way you're going to get the thing that's been running through your mind is if you can outwork everybody and just rinse and repeat forever till the end.
If at the end of the day you want to achieve something that other people have not been able to achieve, you've got to be willing to do things that other people are not willing to do. Where other people bend and break, you've got to get stronger. Where other people fall by the wayside, you've got to keep going. If you want to do something extraordinary, you've got to set the bar ridiculously high and then surpass all expectations.
You got to decide right now, am I willing to fight every day? Am I willing to be called stupid or a dreamer or crazy by all my friends and family? Am I willing to deal with that sort of life to get the life that I truly want? If the answer is yes, you're going to be good. And you could choose to crumble or you could choose to get stronger.
The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, is you must raise your standards. All of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period. Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds and they get mad at themselves. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should. That's what makes human beings succeed.
Create a situation where you sink or swim, and you'll learn how to swim. You've got to place yourself in the midst of a storm. Most people have to wait till the shit comes crumbling down before they take action in life. I'm inviting you to create a shit storm for yourself so that you will be motivated by the wolf crying at the door, by the dog nipping at your ass, by the fire under your ass. Rip the fucking Band-Aid off. Throw yourself off the cliff and learn how to fly on the way down.
The key to being really successful long-term is to continually put yourself in a place of being uncomfortable, which means putting your back against the wall and having to fight your way out of whatever it is that you put yourself in.
And so my invitation for you is that you raise your game to a place called world-class. Now, as you leave the herd and the cult of mediocrity and rise to being a game changer, it's a very disruptive act. And you actually threaten the masses of people around you. And that's why every visionary was first ridiculed before they were revered. And how many times have we given up on a dream because we were mocked by the people around you? And all I'm suggesting to you is when you get laughed at and ridiculed, and when people don't understand your next level of world class, that just means you've got a great dream. And that just means you're on the path of growth.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.